From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the U.N. climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources, not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Teams of U.S. special operators could be in place within weeks, aiming to strike out against the Islamic State group. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel and could be in place within a few weeks. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment Tuesday in testimony before the House Armed Services Committee.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter said the force would work with both Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq and be capable of unilateral action in Syria. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of the U.S. Africa Command, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, says the group is courting Islamic extremists from Nigeria to Somalia. This is VOA News.